Birds, Beasts and Relatives by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. Conversation. It had been a hard winter, and even when spring was supposed to have taken over, the crocuses, who seemed to have a touching and unshaken faith in the seasons, were having to push their way grimly through a thin crust of snow. The sky was low and grey, liable to discharge another fall of snow at any minute, and a biting wind howled round the house. Taken all round, weather conditions were not ideal for a family reunion, particularly when it was my family. It was a pity, I felt, that when they'd all foregathered in England for the first time since the war, they should be treated to something approaching a blizzard. It did not bring out the best in them. It made them more touchy than usual, quicker to take offence, and less likely to lend a sympathetic ear to anyone's point of view but their own. They were grouped like a pride of moody lions round a fire so large and flamboyant that it was in immediate danger of setting fire to the chimney. My sister Margot had just added to it by the simple method of dragging in the carcass of a small tree from the garden and pushing one end into the fireplace, while the remainder of the trunk lay across the hearthrug. My mother was knitting, but you could tell by the slightly vacant look on her face and the way her lips moved occasionally, as if she was in silent prayer, that she was really occupied with the menu for tomorrow's lunch. My brother Leslie was buried behind a large manual on ballistics, while my elder brother Lawrence, clad in a roll-top pullover of the type usually worn by fishermen, several sizes too large for him, was standing by the window sneezing wetly and regularly into a large scarlet handkerchief. "Really, this is a frightful country," he said, turning on us belligerently, as though we were all directly responsible for the climatic conditions prevailing. "You set foot on shore at Dover, and you're met by a positive barrage of cold germs. Do you realise that this is the first cold I've had in 12 years? Simply because I had the sense..."